Go ahead and on your back with your arms lying long and your legs long, start to check in and notice yourself. Today is February, can you believe it? February 3rd, 2016, and it's number 495 called Arm Around in Line. And I'm gonna add in line on your side. So again, it's number 495. So as you lie on your, bless you, as you lie on your back, as we usually do, just take a moment to lengthen your arms down by your side. Have your legs long. And take a moment to observe and start to notice how you're lying on the floor. And as we often do, is to notice the distinctions or differences between your right side and your left side. So how is the right side, right shoulder lying on the floor, the right hip, the right side of your back? And then how are you experiencing the left side? And again, what shows up for you as different? So it might be a sensation of comfortableness, or it might be distinctions such as one shoulder feels higher or lower, or it might be a feeling or a sensation of unease or even mild discomfort, or perhaps just a sense of tension that something isn't letting go on one side, right? So there's all these, I try to give you all the different ways or possibilities that you in your mind can sort out distinctions and differences, right? So it can be a measurement like high or low, or actually a sensation like tension, no tension, ease, lack of ease, right? Or a spatial difference, like if one side of the pelvis feels higher than the other, you might feel like you're rolling to one side, right? So that's more of a spatial sensation, taking in the environment, versus a sense of ease or dis-ease, right? Or lack of ease, is something that you sense inside of yourself, right? So how you experience yourself is constantly in your awareness and mind, having a dialogue between how you're experiencing the environment and then how you're experiencing yourself relative to the environment, and then how do you experience deep inside of yourself. Does that make sense? Yeah, for everyone? Or did I lose you? We're good? Okay. Okay, so then go ahead and roll your head a little bit. Yes. Exactly. You don't want to change anything. The change will occur as we start to go through the lesson. But yeah, you don't want, you know, that's the worst thing you can do. People spend their lives correcting themselves. They notice one leg's turning out. Oh, I don't think that that's how it's supposed to be, so I'm going to lie here and force my leg to be straight. That is totally messing yourself up. So excellent question. Yeah, so it's just witnessing, this is how I am today, right? Okay, and then, yeah, so go ahead and if you already did, you can just pause there, but if you didn't roll your head left and right, just roll your head a little bit to sense the ease or the lack of ease. Okay, so you're going to start off on your right side. So go ahead and roll onto your right side And bring the right arm straight out like we did last week. Yes, so your right arm is straight out in front of you. You're on your right side. It means your head has to hang, right? You find a way to be comfortable in your neck and your head, right? There is a way to do that. Excellent. The knees are stacked. And then with your left hand, you're going to stand your left hand, I'm going to say, below the right arm. So just place the left hand and arm, bend the left elbow, kind of in a standing position. That's it. But the elbow's relaxed. Don't work. But it's just below the right arm. Okay? And now you're going to start to slide your right arm in the direction of moving up. And if you notice, it's the back of your hand that's on the floor. Right? So you're going to start to slide the arm up in the direction towards your head. Right? And then you're going to sense there's kind of an obstacle there, right? Called the head. Right? And you're going to figure out, how do you continue to slide your right arm up, coming underneath your head, so that your hand is actually directly above your head, right? So what do you need to do that? And then you bring it forward again. And see what you come up with. Yeah. Excellent. Okay, so all of you figured out, right? So the head kind of lifts to give room for the arm. And then slide it back down. You don't stay there. Yeah. Okay, so now as you do it a few more times, it's the way that you do it, right? So some of you kind of lift the head like predetermining what's going to happen. And I'm going to suggest that you allow the arm to lift the head, right? Right? So it's more of an organic, like as the arm approaches the head, right? The head's going to roll on top of the arm. And then it's going to actually roll forward off the arm, right? If we go a little bit past the center, it's going to roll. So there's the difference between lifting and rolling the head, right? Because the arm, it's almost like intrusive, right? It's like saying, listen, head, move out of the way for me. But it's a movement of rolling versus lifting. So what that requires is something in your back and spine. So as you continue to do this a few more times, as it gets, we'll say, smoother and more comfortable, then you can take your attention somewhere else, right? Then you can take your attention to what happens in your back. And also notice what you do with the left hand, right? There's a reason the left hand is on the floor. So if the left hand isn't on the floor, then you're not using it. It's so interesting what you do with your thumb. Hand. Hand. Right? So, and again, there's a nervousness. Here. Come back. No, no. Head forward. Yeah. Just, oh, so much work. Let it get off your arm. Let, oh. Why are you working so hard? Okay, there, just let it go. Okay, roll onto, yes. Use this, right? This is going to help the back. Ooh, there you go, right? Because you were still lifting, right? So slide, right? Just and let it, you know, relax. Let the face scrunch, let the eyeball run into the arm. What do you have to protect up here? That's the question for you. You're very protective up here. right?
Yes.
You're very protective. Let it go. Let your face roll into the mat, right? Let it be, control this through here, and then come again, bring, yes, less protective, just like soften. This is going to be huge for you. So, oh, what happened here? Did you have a neck injury?
No. Well, I have scoliosis.
Mm-mm. Yeah, just, oh, relax. Okay, keep going. Yeah, my guess is, whether you had some kind of accident, it doesn't have to be a car. But yeah, so to notice for all of you, it's not just her in the back here, the holding. Some of it is just how we are, right? It's our head, it's where we look, we see, we experience the world around us. So see how much you can let go, right? That's it, Lynn. Just really trust, like let the lips and the eyes and just let the head roll. Because when you lift, that's still lifting, right? Yeah. When you lift, it's no good. It's no good. That means you feel in the neck a need to protect. Let this go. Yeah, yeah, yeah. And then here, let this all go. Yeah, yeah. Mm. Let this all go. Look how much this controls. Mm. Oh, but see, just let your face roll. You're not going to damage your face. Okay? The nose is pliable. There you go. And then from there, yes. Okay. Lovely. Is that getting better? Let's roll onto your back and rest for a minute. And just, what did that do? Right? What did that do? Okay. Let's go to the left side. I'm going to change the lesson a little bit. So let's go on to the left side. So bring yourself into the same position. Excellent. Left arm in front, right arm standing below the left, right? And now in your mind, in thought, just think for a moment, right, that you're going to do the same thing. Just think it first, right? So you're going to slide the left arm up. Right? And it's eventually going to come under your head. But in your thought, you see and sense the softening that you just learned on the other side. Right? So that you're soft in the neck and spine. So that you just, it's a rolling movement, right? There's not lifting, which means that your face your face changes its relationship. Right, rolling towards the floor, towards the ceiling, the neck, the part of your head that's touching is different all the time as you're rolling. And then when you feel ready, introduce it to yourself. Right? And really, that's it, Lynn. So maybe let the arm come a little higher, Lynn, but you're doing a good job so that your nose gets in front of the arm. There you go. So it can roll forward off the arm. So really pay attention to the head coming up onto the arm and then coming off the arm, right? So, there is a tad bit of lifting, right? There has to be, right? But it's the most minimal amount. So you really want that quality of the head rolling on and off to be as effortless as possible. But truly there is a little bit, right? You can sense that. But it's like the arms, nice, Lynn, telling the head kind of roll out of the way. That's it, Corinne. And then once you get to the top of your head, right, the arm starts to turn over so that the palm is in contact with the floor. So each time, go a little bit further to see if you can start to bring the arm a little bit behind you. Right, and you're utilizing that right arm in front of you to weight bear, right? And that's allowing your spine, your chest, your ribs, all to move. Right, so before we started the lesson, remember I said it's gonna feel really different because you're moving your arm underneath you. So it's like, what does the whole body and system need to do to permit space and clear movement for this left arm? So Lynn, what do you need to do when you get up there? You could go a little further. Just keep asking the question. Let your head drop forward. Yeah, there you go. And then, uh-huh. Yeah. And then what happens again? You and Corinne, what happens? Think about the arm, right? So when you hit a stopping point, this lesson's a lot about thinking, right? Then ask yourself, oh, does the arm need to turn over again, right? What needs to happen up there, Corinne? But to continue behind yourself. Oh, right? You're stopping.
Yeah.
So then you say to yourself, why am I stopping? What needs to happen next? Uh-huh. Yeah. Feel what you just did in your back, Corinne. Mm-hmm. Exactly, Lynn. Beautiful. Right? What do you need to do in your back and spine? That's it, Corinne. You're smarter than you think. There you go. And then keep going. Yeah, and then how can you bring this even more? Yeah, what do you need to do in here? Remember when I touched you last week here? Mm-hmm. Yeah, what? And then, so, just relax. Yeah, so, see if this can move away from you. We're the Band-Aid girls. Seriously, is it dry enough in this town?
Mm-hmm.
Could it be a little drier? Yeah. That's it. So what needs to happen here? And then, does this have anything to do with that?
Yeah.
Wow. Whoa. Wow, huh?
Yeah.
Isn't that a wow? It's like, oh, this is new. Woo! Sure you can, you just experienced it. Okay, let's let it go and roll onto your back again. Beautiful. Beautiful, Lynn. So sense how you feel. What's different? So, what's so potent about this lesson, and it's just, again, the elusive obvious, it is such a clear example of when I often say to you, we're a system, right? And everything has to move, right? So every part of you is starting to learn to move, to permit a movement in one part of you, the arm, right? So really, moving the arm is not about moving the arm. It's how the whole system generates that. Okay, in saying that, let's go back onto your right side. Bring your right arm in front of you. You know where the left hand goes. Stack the knees. So let's just continue with the movement. You all seem to go a little bit further on the left side, so we're going to take it a little bit further here on the right side. So again, you start to bring the arm up and you wait to feel when your head wants to roll over the arm, right? And then the arm gets above you. And then the next question is, what do you do to bring the arm behind you? Right? So one of the things that the right arm does have to do is there's a lot of turning from the palm up to palm down to palm up to palm down. Right? So it's really necessary to feel when do you, that's it, and then how do you continue more? So what do you need to do in here? Is that okay? Can I touch you?
Mm-hmm.
Let this go right here. Yeah. So that this is going to turn again. Turn.
Oh, I can do that. Okay.
Wow. Right? It's not about your arm. It's what you need to do in here. Mm. It's going to change your life in here. Mm. Yes. Yeah, you can do it. Right? It's nothing to do about the arm. I know you're moving the arm, but it's about the entire upper back into the pelvis to create that sit, Lynn. And then there's a place here where the arm has to turn again. So the only job of the arm is it's like a windshield wiper, right? But then you go from palm up, there you go. And then it's like if you go a little further, okay, we'll take our time. Okay, it's back to this area. So think about your chin coming forward and letting this go. Yeah, let this, yeah, let all, yes. So this has to move over.
Oh, I can't go further. That's right here.
It's okay. This has to move over. Just keep on thinking of moving this part of the body over. Just think.
This, you can,
this where my hand is. Oh. Move it over. Yeah. Okay. Now try. Yeah, there. Ah, okay.
Okay.
Right? Do whatever you need in the rest of the body to create freedom for the arm.
Okay.
Okay? So the reason you get pain there, it's back to here. I know. And the pelvis, that's it. Do what you need to do. Do what, excellent. Keep moving the head. Move the chin away from you. There, ah, nice. Excellent, you guys. Let's try it just one more time. You okay, Corinne? Huh?
I'm making it harder for myself.
Don't we all? Yeah. I do too, right? Boy, am I guilty of that. Okay, let's bring the right arm back in front of you. And you're just going to pause here. And what we're going to do is, so you're lying on your right side, is you're going to change where your left palm and hand is. So it's now going to be above your right arm. There you go. Yeah. Okay. Above the right arm. Okay. So now bring your awareness attention to your right. It's a good idea. Do you have stuff over here?
Just put it in that. Yeah. One of the empties.
Here. There you go. So pay attention to your right elbow. Right? So it bends. Right? And you're going to start to bend your right elbow down towards your right side, your right ribs. So you don't bend the forearm. You're going to pull the right elbow. Excellent, Corinne. Reverse that right now. Go back out. What did you do? Just feel what you did. Feel what you did, Corinne. As you bring the arm, what are you doing with the rest of your body? See, you're smarter than... No, what are you doing the rest of your body? It's minimal with your arms. What are you doing right there?
Lifting my...
Yes!
Ribs up.
Tell the group.
Lift my ribs up.
The ribs. How are you going to make room for the elbow? The elbow's going to come under your side. So, no, bend the elbow. Right? You guys are so funny. Bend the elbow. There you go. Yeah. Bend, yes. Okay, pause for a second. You guys can all see me, right? You're so silly, right? In standing, this is what you're doing. And you're acting like it's a big deal. I'm just saying, bring the elbow, right? We just did this part, right? So when you're standing and you're moving your arm, it's not a big deal, is it? But now you're lying down, you're like, what? What is she asking me? Right, I can't do that. Bring the elbow, right? And you're gonna bring it under you. What do you do? Feel what you do, right? Remember what I said, you're making space for the arm. So what do you do with your ribs? And then really pay attention to your pelvis. And then something happens with the top of your head. What do you do with your head now? So slide it in, so it's right underneath your waist, and slide it forward out, right? This lesson's broken into these little pieces, right? So feel, and again, you guys are all getting it now. What's now important, so once you get the concept, it's the quality, right? So it's like when you roll the head versus lifting the head. So don't predetermine it. Feel it. So Lynn, you're predetermining it, right? So to feel it means you wait till the elbow is like nudging into the ribs for the ribs to lift. You don't go, lift the ribs, okay, now I slide, right? So you wanna feel the elbow, beautiful, indicating this is what I need you to do. So as the ribs lift, notice how you press the left hand and your head into the floor more. You guys getting that? Now look how good you're doing with this part, right?
Yeah.
So feel that as an image for what to do in the upper part.
Okay.
Because you have the quality much better down here. You feel that?
Yeah.
You flow with it. Okay. It's like you're like, oh, this part I can do. So when you feel something like that, it's like reminding yourself, well, then I can do it up with the head.
Right.
Okay? Right, so that's it. What do you do with the ribs? Think lift ribs. And then what's the pelvis doing? Well, it's interesting because go back. So you're thinking more rolling than arcing, right? And I didn't want to stop you because I wanted to see when I asked you to slow it down what you would do. But the rolling is not so efficient for the shoulder, right? So, but it has to do with your pelvis. So, right, okay, go back. So first of all, you've let your knees drift away from you. So bend them back up. Think about if you're going to lift the ribs like this, right? So right now, the way you guys are all laying there, here's your pelvis, here's your head. Do we all feel that the middle of you is like this? Right? So if you're going to lift and make a bridge, what do the two endpoints do? Right, it's an accordion. You guys know an accordion? Whoop, whoop, right? Right, do you guys all feel when you're just relaxed, the ribs sink down? But then to permit room for the underarm, right? If the ribs lift, what do the two endpoints have to do? Just think. Just do it, you don't have to verbalize it. Okay. So let's pause with the arm in front of you. Let's just do a little bit more and then we'll go to your back. Let's take your attention down to your pelvis. So I'd like you to think of the left side of your pelvis pulling down so the left knee starts to slide behind the right knee. There you go. So the left knee slides behind. Sorry, that was not very clear. It goes below, right? Below is a better word. When I said behind, you're thinking behind your whole body. So the left knee slides down and it pulls beautiful. It pulls the hip down and then bend the left knee up. Now, could you slide the left knee down to place it behind the right knee? Now keep it there. And now with the right or the left side of your pelvis, move it away from you, down, not the leg, the pelvis. The leg stays behind. Move the pelvis down and up, like an accordion. So not the leg. The leg is quiet. How do you become an accordion? Pelvis, up and down. You can move the pelvis so much it drags the whole body, and then feel what your head does. What do the ribs do? So as the pelvis moves down, the right side of the ribs lift up, don't they? Mm-hmm. And it drags the head so that you come onto the top of the head. So not the leg. So we want, yes, the pelvis. Down, down. If you learn anything, this movement is so important. Beautiful, Corinne. That's it. Now that you guys are getting it, make it soft and elegant. So can you do it, Lynn? You're moving your leg. Leg doesn't move. Pelvis, there you go. So can you make it elegant? Can you breathe? Some of you stop breathing. So after you take it down, let it scrunch up, right? Because it's got to come back up to go down again. Okay, let's just do one more little piece. Stack your knees again. And now let's return to the right elbow coming down to your right side to start to slide underneath your ribs. And now what's the pelvis doing? Right, how do you piece those together? Nice, Lynn. So you can intentionally lift the ribs, or you can feel the relationship between your pelvis pulling down to support the ribs lifting, hence creating space for the right elbow and arm. So now pull it all the way behind you so just the fingertips are sticking out. So the elbow's behind you, all the way, and then you slide it back forward again, in and out. Look for the ease. Look for the elegance. Feel the pelvis pulling down. That's it. And then the next time that your right arm comes forward, right, just let that roll you onto your back to rest. And then sense how you're feeling now. Are you holding anywhere? Okay, let's go back onto the right side. Right arm straight out in front of you. Let's put the left hand below. So let's go back to the earlier movement of taking the right arm up. Again, feeling that the arm lifts the head, right? The head rolls onto the arm, and then you start to take the arm behind you. The palm comes down, then you start to bring the arm down, and then there's another turnover. And then, oh my goodness, feel how you bring the right arm all the way down to your hip. So everybody get there, right? Right? Who would believe you could do that? And then bring it all the way up and roll in front of you. And then as you're doing this, right, remind yourself the involvement of your pelvis. Right? So most of us are so locked up in our pelvis. This is why I wanted to do this lesson. And in our upper back. So the pelvis is moving the whole time. In fact, it's the pelvis that's the instigator for the rest of the self to move. Can you find that? So Corinne, let the knee move behind, right? And let the pelvis pull down. Yes. And now keep bringing the arm behind you. There you go. Yeah, so can you let this leg move behind? Yeah. Yes. And then so you keep everything so tight, you gotta, there. And turn over the arm. There you go, the other way. Elbow comes up, turn over the arm, flip over the palm. Nope, the other way. There! Oh my goodness. You would probably never believed you would do that in a million years. Now, keep it straight and flip it over again. Yes. There. Right, you guys are getting it, right? So then you just keep finding how to be soft with this, right? In a way, right, if you were asleep, because this is when you do this. This is how people roll over. How do you think you roll over in your sleep? Because the body's dead weight, right? Well, not dead, but it's... So can you bring your arm all the way behind you? Let's get to that place. And then you're going to start to bend the elbow away from you so that the right fingertips could come under your waist. So bring the arm all the way behind you. Start to inch those fingertips under the waist, and what do you need to do with the left side of the pelvis? So remember, the left leg's behind the right. See, because now you're doing all this extra. Let that leg relax. Relax. Now, remember, what does this have to do? How are you going to lift this? Right? How are you going to get that arm through? Yes. Yes. Now stop and reverse it. And just do that part. Feel what you need to do here. Pull. Oh, that's it. That's the piece. And I want you to practice that 5 more times. So just slide the hand in. Wait, no. Where are you going? You're here. You're going to bring this under here. So you got to lift here. Stop. Bring this behind. Pull this down. Yes. Slide it in. Slide it out. Slide it in. Oh, even more. And then slide it out. So everybody just do the sliding forward and sliding back. It's the hardest piece of the whole movement because the pelvis has to pull down. Right? You guys are so used to that pelvis being stagnant with your ribs. They're glued. So Corinne, bring it under. Just listen. You don't have to turn your head. Slide it under. Right? Pull the pelvis down and start to roll the head. Pull the pelvis down. Create room with the ribs. Come on. Pull the pelvis down. That's it. Right? Let all this lift. 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 Let this open up. You're here.
Yeah.
Here. Let the head hang. Stop working here so much. It's here.
Right.
No, don't touch your head. This is the accordion. Yeah. Yes. Try it a little bit more. That's it, Corinne. I know, that was a little rough for you, but you got the idea. Okay. Up. Lynn has the same thing. These ribs. That's it. And now let them come down. Yeah. And then whoop.
Is it okay to use so much of your hand?
Yes, you can use your hand. Okay, roll onto your backs. Let's rest. Pull the arm forward, roll onto your back, legs long. What made me think of this lesson, too, is so interesting. So I saw this young gal yesterday who came to me who for 7 years has had shoulder issues. And the shoulder grinds, it pops. She's been to every doctor and PT in town. It's the shoulder, it's the shoulder. So I always ask people to write me the history, right? This is going on for 7 years, and she's young. Started when she was 27. So I said, what else happened at that time? She's like, well, I had pleurisy in my lungs. So is the issue the shoulder? So guess what I worked with? Her ribs, her ribs, her ribs. And at the end, she's like, this is the best my shoulder's ever felt, and you didn't even touch my shoulder. But the ribs were so locked up, so tight, and then collapsed, just glued together, that this poor arm just hung. It had no support. So it's just grinding in there. And when she went to lift, everything was like in here, because she didn't have the ribs helping to lift, right? She had absolutely no pain, first time in 7 years. But everybody's been working with that poor arm. I'm like, don't touch the arm. And then we did a ton of breathing. And she, it was very difficult for her to get her breath into the left side of her lung. So that's what I gave her to do, breathing, not arm movements. Okay, let's go to the left side. Left arm straight out in front of you, right? And then you're gonna put the right arm, remember we're gonna start with the right arm above the left so that you can start to pull the left elbow towards the waist. Now I'm not gonna talk very much because I talk too much. You already know what to do, right? This is how fast your brain translates things from one side to another. We did everything on the other side. What is so important in this work is that you mentally take yourself through recalling, what did we do with the pelvis? What did we do with the ribs? How do I sense this? How do I feel making space and room for my left elbow to move underneath me and then eventually behind me? How do I let it come forward again? The information isn't coming from me. You already developed it on the other side. So utilize what you developed, and I bet you can even make it better on this side, right? Take it a step further. Can you learn something even more now on this side that's gonna make it better, that'll improve the quality? When I say the word better, it's improve the quality. And in that quality could be something that I just gave you a little hint about in my story, was your breathing. Are you breathing? Can your breath, your inhalation and exhalation, soften the ribs? Right? But if we're holding our breath, the ribs get really tight. Right? So again, like in other lessons, you just continuously ask yourself, where am I holding? What am I doing? How can I soften? How can I make this more fluid and have a greater sense of ease? That it feels really natural what I'm doing. It's not artificial. There's something about what I'm doing that just feels so natural, which allows it to feel at ease. Good. Let's bring the arm in front of you, the left, pause for a moment, and let's bring the right arm to stand below again. Yeah. And now let's go back to the earlier movement of starting to slide the left hand up, rolling the head over in the face, turning over the arm, bringing it behind you, turning it again so that you can insert the fingertips under the waist. And if you can bring it all the way through, right? So now we're taking it a step further. And then that's it, Lynn. The right hand has to jump over the left, right? That's what it does. And then you keep going. So you're actually making an entire circle with your arm. But what's so important to get, like this young girl yesterday, is the movement of your arm is not about your arm. What are the ribs in the pelvis doing? Right? You're just making room for the arm. Think of a clock, right? You know how the hand of an arm goes around the clock? Is it really the arm, or is it the mechanics inside the clock that makes it move? Right? The rest of you is the mechanics. Right? So the more that your ribs can soften. So if there's any place along the way that it feels a little pinchy or a little scary for your arm, you ask yourself, how can I soften in my ribs and my pelvis more? Because it's not about your arm. Beautiful, Corinne. Could you change the direction? Can you move the arm in the other way? So you pull the elbow under first, right? How is that different? It is different, right? You require the ribs and pelvis to move a little differently. And what's interesting for all of us, one direction will be easier. Beautiful. Yeah. It's coming. This is a very powerful lesson for you. Right? It's a beautiful lesson because it's all about the whole self has to move to just create room for that underarm. That was beautiful, Lynn. You were slithering like a snake. Right? That was always my model in the training, is to become like a snake, because they slither, right? And they coil up and they do all this bending and twisting, and snakes can get in and out of all kinds of environments, right? Because of the way that they can contort themselves. And do you know that they have an entire skeletal system, head to tail? It's incredible to see what a snake's skeletal system, right? They have ribs the whole way. That's how they can swallow a mouse and move it all the way down. But even when they eat like a mouse and they have this big, thick thing in them, they can still slither and move themselves in such unusual ways. You guys do not like that image, I can tell, of a snake. Okay, let it go and let's roll onto your back and rest. Maybe just take in the slithery, you know, just, yeah, they're really cool to watch how they can move. You know, and how they can just wrap themselves up and, yeah. Anyways, okay, so just take a moment now to notice how you're resting on the floor, the sense of ease that you're experiencing with yourself now. And my guess is the sense of volume, right? All of a sudden there's all this space for your breath and your breathing, right? It's a sense of volume inside of you because you asked your ribs to close and open and twist and do all these things that usually they're very, very static and we're just moving our legs and our arms. So how are things showing up for you? How does this feel? And then slowly and gently roll your head to each side, noticing the quality of rolling your head to each side before you maybe think about what we just did and utilize it to roll to a side, to come up to sitting and standing, to see how you feel in standing from this lesson.